temptation in our heart. This temptation comes from our old habit, old way of life, old thoughts, old feelings. These are what the Bible called old self.
圣经告诉我们，我们的旧人已经跟我们接受耶稣基督做我们救主的时候，已经和耶稣基督同钉十字架。如今我们都是新造的人了。
The Bible tells us that when we accept Jesus Christ, that our as our Lord and Savior, our old self is crucified with Him. Now,
但问题出在我们的旧人虽然已经死了，但是却不肯躺下，所以我们还是有血气和试探的问题。
But the problem with the old self is that although it's dead, it's not resting, so we still have our the natural flesh and blood and our temptation.
这也是我们今天要讨论的主题，试炼和试探。让我们一起来祷告。
This is our theme today, trial and temptations. Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你将你宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your valuable words.
求你真理的圣灵引导我们每个人，让我们的心向你柔软下来。
May the Spirit of Truth be our guidance and humble us.
也求你赐给我们属灵的智慧，因为你的话语一解开就有亮光，让我们众人都通达。
And please give us your wisdom, allowing us to understand because your word is light.
保守你仆人的口，成为你话语的管道，让真理进入我们众人的心中。
Use me to preach your word, let your truth enter our hearts to bless and build us up.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们不好意思，那个下节，再下节，谢谢。雅各在他这封书信中，第一句话非常让人意外，他说：“你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。”
It's a surprising introduction in James' letter. He said, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
不知道你们有没有收到过一封朋友的书信？第一封这份信的第一句开头的问候是，你最近很不顺利，但是我为你很开心。
Have you ever received a letter of or greeting with an opening sentence like, "You are in trouble recently. I'm happy for you."
我刚信主的时候，常常对其他基督徒的一些见证感到非常的困扰。
When I first believed in Jesus Christ, I was frequently surprised and even bothered by other Christians' testimony.
我曾经听过很多人说，我信主之后，我信耶稣之后，我的烦恼都消失了。
I have heard many people mention that ever since they became Christians, their problem disappeared.
我心里想，哎，我的情况好像不是这样，相反，我信主之后，麻烦越来越多了。
I asked myself, how come my testimony is different and quite the opposite, actually, after accepting Jesus Christ, trouble came.
而且有些时候是越亲近主，麻烦越大。
And sometimes I'm closer to God and the bigger the problem is.
但是读到耶稣的话让我感到安慰，他说在世上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜过了这个世界。
However, Jesus' word comforted me. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
大多数人在面对苦难或者逆境的时候都是被压在那个处境之下。
When people are faced with a trial, they feel under pressure.
在想到胜过苦难这个字义的时候，我们往往是把它这个胜过和苦难被解决联系起来。
We want victory over trials by solving it. If the problem is not solved, then we don't feel victorious.
对，所以如果问题一直都在，我们不会有得胜的感觉。但是圣经所讲的却是在苦难当中的时候，我们就可以得胜。这是一个非常不寻常的应许。
But the Bible tells that we can be victorious even during trials. This is an unusual promise.
苦难这个词在拉丁文里面是用来打麦的一个重物，是一个很重的一块木头。
The word trials in Latin, tribulum is a tool. It's a heavy piece of wood used to threshing wheat.
对，是下方是中空的，它塞入那个火石，用驴子来转动这个器具。
It's hollow in the bottom for a placement of a flint.
用这个来代表苦难或者形容苦难非常的生动，因为在遭遇苦难的时候，有时会觉得像被尖锐的石头磨来磨去，非常的痛苦。
It's a vivid adjective used to describe tribulation, for it does feel like sharp flint grinding on us when we face trouble.
雅各在这里说，你们落在百般的试炼当中，就要以为大喜乐。
James told us, consider pure joy, brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
在被石头磨来磨去的过程当中，还要以为很喜乐，是一件非常不寻常的事情。
It's very unusual to consider trials joy when we are being grounded over by sharp flint.
还好他没有叫我们要享受这个试炼，没有人在逆境当中会觉得很享受。如果你觉得很享受，那可能是有些病需要去治疗。
I'm glad that James didn't tell us to enjoy trials. No one enjoys trials. If he did, he must be crazy.
虽然没有办法享受苦难和试炼，但是你可以做一个来自意志的决定。雅各在这里用了一个字，以为。
If he did, however, even though that we can enjoy trials, you can make a choice. James used the word consider.
把这些试炼看为值得喜乐的事，这个不是感觉。
Trying to feel the trials as joy is not a feeling.
雅各没有说你们落在百般的试炼中要感觉很喜乐，而是要以为大喜乐。
James didn't say feel the joy, my brother, whenever you face a trial of many kinds. He said consider pure joy.
如果该做的事感觉不想去做，我们就要让意念来掌管我们的心。
If we don't feel like doing the right thing, we should let our will control our heart.
读到这里，我会想到保罗被关在罗马监狱的处境。你如果读他从罗马写给腓立比的书信，腓立比书，会看到那信上一直出现喜乐这个词。
It reminds me of Paul's letter to the Philippians while he was imprisoned. If you read the book of Philippians, you can see the repeating word, rejoice.
最后保罗甚至说，你们要常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。他被软禁可能会遭到处决，却对别人说我很喜乐，你们也要喜乐。
Even at the end, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice. He was jailed and possibly faced execution, but he said, "I rejoice greatly, and you should rejoice too."
我常听一些人说，这个信仰无非是一些精神寄托，是软弱无助的人编造出来安慰自己、麻痹自己的。所以基督徒是这样的吗？
I often hear people say that faith is a spiritual crutch, an anesthetic invented by weak-minded people who want to comfort themselves. So, a Christian like this?
这让我想到一本很有名的小说是鲁迅，可能大家不一定知道哈，但是鲁迅写的一个很著名的小说叫《阿 Q 正传》，这里面他从维基百科的定义，对于阿 Q 精神的定义就是一种自我安慰的精神。
This reminds me of a novel written by Lu Xun, and it's called RQ. It's according to Wikipedia, it's defined as a famous, it's for moral victories, and it's self-talk, self-deception, and self-indulgence when face trials.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，难道圣经告诉我们在面对苦难的时候要以为喜乐是要我们自我麻痹吗？
So, brothers and sisters, does the Bible teach us to consider joy during trials so that we can numb ourselves?
我们来看看雅各是怎么说的，三到四节。因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Let's see what James says in verses 3 to 4. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work.So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
雅各在这里告诉我们，我们面对苦难或者试炼，靠的不是自我麻痹、自我欺骗，而是忍耐。
Here James tells us that when we face trials, we do not rely on escapism and self-deception, but on perseverance.
并且忍耐过后，我们的生命就能够长进，变得更加成熟。
After perseverance has finished its work, our life will improve and mature.
有句中国有句俗语叫穷人的孩子早当家。
Yeah. Conventional wisdom says that children from poor family become independent early.
为什么？
Why?
因为穷人家的孩子经历很多生活上的考验。
Because they have to face lots of trials in life that makes them stronger.
就像锻炼身体一样，大家锻炼身体的时候其实都是很不舒服的。
Like body works out, everybody knows it's quite uncomfortable during workout.
你需要让自己流汗，让自己的心跳加速。
You need to sweat, and then you need to, and your heart speed goes up.
但是为什么大家还是要锻炼？
But why do people still work out?
用各样的方式，甚至花钱啊，让自己锻炼的更加有效。
Even spending money and trying different ways to make it more efficient.
因为我们明白，通过锻炼，我们的身体会变得更加的强壮，更加的健康。
It's because we know that we become healthier and stronger by working out.
虽然锻炼的时候非常不舒服，但是却是值得的。
Even if the process could be quite difficult, it's indeed worthwhile.
你有见过坐着不动，任何代价都不付，就有很健康身体的吗？
Have you ever seen people gaining health by sitting around?
我们在这个世界上的身体是这样，我们属灵的生命更是这样。
This is how our physical body works, and even so, even more so of our body in Christ.
所以雅各告诉我们，上帝要我们成为完全的基督徒，毫无缺欠。
So James tells us that God wants us to be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
在耶利米书有这样一段记载。
Here's what's recorded in Jeremiah.
讲到耶和华的话临到耶利米，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正与他转轮做器皿。窑匠做用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他用这泥做另做别的器皿。窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。耶和华就临到我说，耶和华说，以色列家啊，我带你们岂不是照这窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家啊，你在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
This is what the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house.And I saw him working at the wheel, but the pot that he was shaping from the clay was marred and in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declare the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel.
我们中有做父母的都知道要严格管教自己的儿女。
Those of us who are parents know that we ought to instruct our children.
放纵他们其实是对他们的残忍。
Spoiling them is actually a form of cruelty.
给他们去送去学校的时候，都期望老师能够管得比较严一点。
Instead, parents want teachers who have high standards.
如果老师太放纵了，还要去投诉学校。
Otherwise, they'll file a complaint to the school.
甚至有些时候到一定程度是要给他换学校。
Or even considering sending kids to different schools.
我们在对待儿女的事情上这么清楚，反而对待自己的生命却时常犯浑吗？
Brother and sister, we know how to teach our children, and yet we do not know how to manage our own lives.
这位创造宇宙天地万物的主宰要来塑造我们的生命，我们还能找到比这个更好的吗？
When the Almighty God who created the universe wants to shape our life, can we think of anything better?
他比我们的父母、我们的朋友，甚至我们自己都更了解我们。
He knows us better than anyone else does, including our parents, our friends, and even ourselves.
他甚至比任何一个人都更加的爱我们。
He loves us. His love for us is also greater than anything else.
当这样一位懂我们、爱我们，而且绝对不会犯错的神要来塑造我们的生命的时候，难道这不是一件好的无比的事情吗？
When a God who knows me, loves me, and without any mistakes wants to shape our lives, it doesn't get better than this.
所以遭遇逆境的时候不要抱怨。
So when we face adversity, don't complain.
当事事都不顺利的时候，我要说，我要定义保持喜乐的心。
When things are going against us, we need to tell ourselves, I have decided to rejoice.
因为我们明白万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because I know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him.
这一切苦难都是在神的旨意当中，目的是为了让我成全完备，毫无缺欠。
All the trouble are permitted by God so that we may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
好，那我们说我们知道了，面对苦难我们要忍，但是是怎么忍？是闭上眼睛忍，还是怎么忍
？Okay, now we know that we need to endure and rejoice in trials. But how do we close our eyes when we endure?
我们来看看雅各是怎么说的。
Let's see what James says.
第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，就当求那厚赐给众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
雅各在这里提到了祈求，有人马上会说，在忍耐试炼的时候祈求，我很明白。但是为什么雅各说要祈求智慧呢？祈求智慧跟忍受苦难有什么关系呢？
James mentioned asking God for help. Some people might think it's normal to ask God for help when facing a trial. But why ask for wisdom? How is wisdom related to trial and perseverance?
弟兄姐妹们，我们不妨审视一下我们自己的祷告生活。
Brother and sister, let's take a moment to examine our prayers.
你看，主教导我们那么多句的主导文，我们有多少的祷告是可以有其中的一句话来概括的？
When we look at the Lord's Prayer, there are many sentences, but which sentence summarizes our daily prayers?
大家可以猜到是哪句话吗？
Can we take a guess?
就是我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
I bet you can guess which one.That's give us today our daily bread.
我们有多少祷告是围绕我们日常生活的需要的？
How many of our prayers are about our material needs?
而且祷告的时候特别强调那个今日，要下一秒，现在马上就给我。
We emphasize the word today because we want God to give it to us right away.
不是不可以这样求，只要不是妄求，神愿意我们将各样大小的事情都拿到他的面前向他祈求。
I'm not saying that we can't pray for those things, but just not with wrong motives.
但是当我们的祷告如果仅仅是围绕我们日常的物质需要的时候，我们是不是舍本逐末了吗？
But if our prayer only circles around our daily needs, don't we have the wrong priority?
前几天我们一家人在外面吃饭，吃过之后经过一家玩具店，我的女儿小桃看到了一个很小的一个毛绒玩具。
A couple of days ago, when my family was eating out, my daughter Xiao Tao spotted a small stuffed animal when we walked past the store.
她当时看见之后就说我很喜欢，我想要买。其实那个玩具的质量也不是特别好，然后她家里已经有很多很多的玩具了。
She told us that she wants it, she likes it. It was a poorly made toy, and Xiao Tao already has lots of stuffed animals scattered at every corner of our house.
其实我心里也清楚，他买回去最多也就是摆弄一下，然后马上就忘记了。
I was quite sure this particular toy will have the same fate of being neglected.
但当时呢，就觉得说，那他既然想要，那就给他买吧。但是我的妻子比我有智慧很多，她就说不行。
But I still wanted to buy her that toy because she wants it. My wife is way wiser than I am, and she said no.
小桃还因此就哭了，非常难过。
Then Xiao Tao was sad and she cried for a moment.
其实我们不给她买，不是我们不爱她。
We didn't buy her the toy not because we did not love her.
而是我们明白她并不是真的需要那个小玩具。
But because we knew that she didn't need that small toy.
如果她想要的是一件对她真正有帮助的事情，哪怕是再大的事情，我们都会想办法帮她解决。
If what she wants is good for her, we would have tried our best to get it for her.
弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们向神要这个，要那个，是不是也有点像这个情况呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we see ourselves behave the same way when we ask God for this and that?
历代志里面记载，所罗门王登基的时候，上帝向他显现，问他：“你要我给你什么，只管求吧。”
In Chronicles, God appeared to Solomon on the night he was established as king over Israel. God said to Solomon, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you."
所罗门可以求财富，求资财，求长寿，各样东西都在他的面前，他可以求。
Solomon could have asked for wealth, riches, honor, or long life.
但是他却独求智慧。
But he only asked for wisdom.
神也就因此他而更加的祝福所罗门。
Because he only asked for wisdom, God blessed Solomon with much more.
所罗门王当时并非是在困难当中。但他把智慧看得比其他任何的事物都重要。
King Solomon was not facing a trial, but he valued wisdom above all things in the world.
我们在逆境当中应当更加如此。
When we are facing trial, we need to value wisdom even more.
因为就像我们刚才所提到的，我们遇到的生命的苦难也好，逆境也罢，都是来自于神的旨意。
As we saw earlier, trials and tribulation come from God's will.
为的是要陶造我们的生命，让我们可以更加成熟。
To shape us into more noble instrument.
所以在忍耐当中，我们要求的是从神而来的智慧。
Therefore, we need to seek wisdom from God during our trial.
这样我们才能从神的角度去看待我们所遭遇的。
So we can have a clear perspective, seeing things from God's point of view.
才能够看清事实，也才能知道遇事该如何去应对和反应。
And respond accordingly with the right decision.
弟兄姐妹们，唯独神才有智慧。
Brother and sisters, God, only God has true wisdom.
并且他是极其慷慨的。雅各在这里是用厚赐给众人，也不斥责人来形容我们的神。
And he is extremely generous. James describes God as gives generously to all without finding fault.
所以当我们遇到困难，很郁闷，很难受，有很多问题的时候，我们要来到神的面前求。
When we face trials, trouble, feeling sad and depressed, we need to come before God and pray.
不用担心我们会不会讲错话，也不用担心他是不是太忙了，我们可以向他吐苦水。
Don't worry about saying the wrong thing or God being too busy. We just pour out our grief.
也可以一颗谦卑的心向他求说，若是可以，将这个苦难拿去。
We can ask him with a humble heart to let this trouble pass from me if it's possible.
但更重要的是要向他求智慧。当我们这样做的时候，神必然会借着圣灵帮助我们。
But the most important thing is to pray for wisdom. When we do, God will send his Holy Spirit to help us.
我们接着往下读六到八节。
Let's continue to verses 6-8.
在这里雅各说有一件事情会阻拦祷告，就是怀疑。
James mentioned one thing that can stop our prayers, and that is doubt.
你如果要向神求一件东西，就要凭着信心求。
If you pray, pray with faith.
你如果怀疑，就像海浪被风吹动翻腾，变成浪花，马上就消失了。
If you doubt, you are like the waves of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
一面怀疑，一面祷告，一面怀疑的人也是这样子。
One that we pray and doubt is like this.
雅各提醒我们，祷告心怀二意的人，在一切所行的路上都没有定见。
James reminds us that a double-minded person will be unstable in all he does.
也不要想从主那里得到什么。
And he should not expect anything from the Lord.
这让我想到了出埃及记里面的以色列人，在旷野里的以色列人。
This reminds me of the Israelites who came out of Egypt and wandered in the desert.
读过民数记的人大概都有印象，当时的以色列人动不动就哭嚎，动不动就吵着嚷着要回埃及去。
Remember from the book of Numbers how those Israelites like to complain. They clamored to go back to Egypt whenever they face hardship.
虽然在埃及做奴隶是没有自由的，但是有酒吃，有酒喝，有肉吃。
Even though they had no freedom as slaves back in Egypt, they had meat to eat and wine to drink.
他们看见神为他行了那，他们行了那么多的神迹，但是依然对神没有任何的信心。
Those Israelites had seen so many of God's miracles, yet they still had no faith in Him.
所以在座各位不要说神只要给我行神迹，我就怎么怎么样。历史已经告诉我们，神迹并不能带来信心。
Therefore, to the congregation today, don't say, "If God showed me a miracle, then I would do this or that." History has told us a concrete lesson that miracles do not generate faith.
其实这些以色列人，如果他们凭着信心求，不怀疑神，神一定会看顾他们，带他们进入到美好的地方。
In fact, if those Israelites could pray with faith, God would have provided them and brought them into the promised land.
但是因为他们心怀二意，动不动就不断的回头想回到做奴隶的埃及去，所以他们这所有的一代人在旷野徘徊了四十年。
However, they were double-minded.Constantly looking back to the life of slavery, and the entire generation thus wandering the desert for 40 years.
他们流离失所，离应许之地近在咫尺，却从来没有进去过。
Never entered the promised land that was so near.
就像雅各在这里所说的，并不要想从主那里得到什么。
They are just like what James describes, unstable in all he does, and should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
当我们向神祈求的时候，要去避免这样的陷阱。
So when we pray to God, that we need to avoid the mistake.
所以这是在试炼中忍耐试炼的第一个秘诀，就是祈求神的智慧，并且是凭着信心求，不要怀疑。
So the first secret is of enduring trial is praying for wisdom with faith and not doubt.
我们接着往下来看九节到十一节。
Let's go to verse 9 to 11.
在这里雅各提到两种弟兄，一种是卑微的弟兄，一种是富足的弟兄。
James mentioned two types of brothers, one of humble circumstance and one that is rich.
这边指的是弟兄姐妹们在世界上的物质丰富程度。
James is talking about material living condition in this world.
那么我们要怎么样理解他在这边所说的卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的巴一样。
So how do we explain and understand this passage? The brother in humble circumstance ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower.
我在这里先问大家一个问题，大家觉得自己是穷人还是富人？
Let me ask a question. Do you consider yourself rich or poor?
再问大家一个问题，你想做穷人还是想做富人？
Let me ask another question. Do you want to be poor or rich?
我不知道大家在读圣经的时候，里面提到有关穷富的经文的时候，大家有没有纠结过多少钱算是富人？
I wonder if anyone while reading Bible ever thought about how much money does it take to make one rich?
当我的净资产低于什么数值的时候，我算是穷人。
How low in income will qualify as poor?
其实这些问题很没有意义，也不是这边教导的终点。
These are very meaningless questions, and obviously it's not the point of teaching.
不过如果一定要说，我只能遗憾地告诉大家，在座的绝大多数都是富人。
However, if we have to talk about it, I have to tell you, I'm sorry that most people here are rich people.
我们的日子都很舒服，我们很少，在座的又很少有哪一位担心下一顿吃什么。
We have comfortable lives, and very few of us have to worry about our next meal.
我们也很少担心我们明天我们今晚会睡在哪里。
We seldom have to worry about where to sleep tonight or tomorrow night.
我们担心的是什么时候可以从租房变成买房。
Instead, we worry about when we can move out of our rental to purchase a home.
买了房子担心我们什么时候可以买更大的房子。
And after that, we worry about needing a bigger house.
所以我们其实都是那进天国比骆驼进针眼还难的富人。
Therefore, we are actually the rich people who have a harder time entering the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle.
但是我们也感谢主，他紧接着在那段经文他就说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
But we are also thankful to the Lord for what he says immediately after. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
所以我们要如何理解这边的九节到十节这段经文？
So how do we interpret and understand James, Chapter 1, verse 9 to 10.
请注意雅各在这边对富人和穷人说了同样的话，是要喜乐，要自豪。
Please notice that James said to take pride to both the rich and the poor.
但是自豪的原因却完全不一样。
But with different reasons.
穷人应该为自己的高位自豪。
The poor should take pride in his high position.
穷人为什么会有高位？
What high position do the poor have?
从第一章开始到这里，雅各都在说有关试炼的事情。生活拮据、贫穷的人会遇到更多的试炼。
From chapter 1, James has been talking about trials. Poor people experience more trials in life.
如果能在试炼中忍耐得住，靠着主的恩典，生命就会越发的长进。
But if they can persevere in trials and triumph with God's grace, their life will be improved.
这也是雅各之前所说的成全完备，毫无缺欠。所以穷人要为在主里面生命的高升长进而自豪而喜乐。
This is what James called mature and complete, not lacking anything. Therefore, the poor should take pride in making progress in life.
富人也当自豪，也当喜乐。
The rich should rejoice and take pride as well.
但喜乐自豪的不是你有多少钱。
They should take pride not on how much they have.
相反，却是为了这些物质的东西都要转瞬即逝，像野花一样而来自豪，而来喜乐。
But instead, on passing away of his riches, like the passing away of wild flowers.
这是和这个世界上完全相反的教导。
This teaching, although opposite, is opposite to the world.
但是却是有大智慧。
It's great wisdom.
这个世界告诉我们，我们要紧紧抓住我们的财富，抓住我们的物质，抓住我们的地位。
The world teaches us to hold tightly onto our wealth and status.
但是耶稣却警告我们，我们越紧紧抓住这个世界，我们就越发有祸。
But Jesus warns us that the tighter we grasp on these worldly things, the more trouble we have.
就像在十一节里面所描述的那样，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就干枯了，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
As it says in verse 11, for the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神从来没有拒绝让我们拒绝财富。
Brother and sister, God never forbid us from becoming rich.
实际上神愿意把物质的祝福赐给他所爱的人。
In fact, he's willing to give to those he loves with material blessing.
圣经上很多门主喜爱的人都有物质上的丰富，亚伯拉罕是，约瑟是，大卫也是。
In the Bible, many people whom God loves were rich, such as Abraham, Joseph, and King David.
但是这些人从来没有把这些物质上的东西作为他们生命的中心。
But those people never sought out worldly wealth as the purpose of their life.
如果你现在生活富裕，那么感谢主，但是也要小心。
Praise the Lord if you have quite a comfortable life right now, but be careful, remember.
你要自豪喜乐的不是你生活有多好。
Remember not to take pride in material wealth.
而是为这些东西都要过去而来自豪，而来喜乐。
But in its passing away.
如果你发现你追求要紧紧抓住的不是在主里的生命，而是变成这世界上的一些东西。
If you realize that what you are pursuing and holding tightly to is not life in the Lord,
而是变成了这个世界上一切的来奔波，这个世界上的一切来奔波经营，那么你有祸了，因为你要在这一切的事上瞬间衰落，如同野花一样。
But you're pursuing all about this world, even then you are in trouble, for you alone with these things will pass away like wildflower.
那我们现在清楚了九节到十一节所说的内容。那这些和试炼有什么关系？
Now we have understand verse 9 to 11, but how does it relate to perseverance in trials?
我们要结合十二节一起来看。
We should look at verse 12.
十二节是这样说的，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Verse 12, blessed is the one who persevere under the trial, because having stood and test, the person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who loved him.
如果我们整个将九节到十二节连起来一起来看，我们就能明白雅各在这里要向我们表达的。
When we read through verse 9 to 12, it's more clear to us what James wants to say.
他讲在试炼中忍耐的另外一个秘诀就是对永生的盼望。
James talks about another secret of perseverance in trial, and that is hope of eternal life.
保罗在哥罗西书三章二节里面教导我们说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
In Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2, Paul teaches us that set your minds on these things above, not on earthly things.
雅各在这边说了同样的教训，九到十一节是不要思念地上的事，十二节是我们要去思念天上的事。
Here, James tells us the same thing, verse 9 to 11. Teach us not to set our minds on earthly things. And verse 12, reminds us to set our minds on things above.
十二节这边说，忍受试炼的人是有福的，他经过试炼以后就得生命的冠冕。
Verse 12 says that blessed is the one who persevere under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who loved him.
这很容易让我联想起保罗的几句经文。
James told us that of this reminds us a passage from Paul.
哥林多后书四章十七节是这样说，我们这至赞至亲的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light and momentary trouble are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
罗马书八章十八节这样说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Romans 8:18, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
提摩太后书四章七到八节这样说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
弟兄姐妹们，有一个对于鲜活的永生的盼望，对于我们信主的来说至关重要。
Brother and sister, it's extremely important to Christian to have a vivid hope toward eternal life.
我们中间有很多有一些怀孕的已经生过孩子的妈妈都处知道怀孕的辛苦。
Many of us are mothers who understand the hardship of pregnancy.
我说的好像我很明白一样，但是我虽然没有经历过。但是就想着挺着一个二三十磅的一个大肚子要十个月之久，就觉得非常的可怕哈，更不要说这边还有生产的各种其他的各样的不适。
I talk as if I was pregnant before. I never had that experience myself, but the thought of carrying an extra 20 or 30 pounds on my tummy for months is already unbearable, not to mention all the discomfort of pregnancy and the pain of childbirth.
但是为什么妈妈们都可以坚持得过去？
But why are moms persevere through the whole process?
而且不仅是可以坚持的过去，而且你看到怀孕的准妈妈都是一颗非常开心的样子。
Not only that, they did it even with a happy heart.
那是因为对于这所有一切的不适、辛苦之后那个特殊的新生命的期待。
That is because the hope in the precious life at the end of all this hardship.
所以弟兄姐妹们，保罗说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Therefore, brother and sister, Paul says, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
这是真实的。有哪个妈妈不是靠着对自己孩子的期望而忍受住那个怀孕期间的不适的？
This is true. One mother does not rely on the hope of the baby to come to help her endure the pain and pregnancy.
如果一位怀孕的准妈妈她经历这些痛苦，但是却对自己这个即将要到来的新生命一点都不期待，那岂不是非常的惨绝人寰吗？
Wouldn't it be tragic if there's no hope in the baby, but the mom still has to go through the pain and suffering?
我们做主的门徒也是这样，如果没有对于永生的热切盼望，就跟那个对自己的孩子一点都不期待的怀孕妈妈一样。
As followers of Christ, it would be equally tragic if we have no hope in eternal life, just like the mom who has no hope in the baby.
永生不仅仅只是永远的生命，而是永远的好的无比的生命。
Eternal life is not just to live forever. It is incomparably good living that lasts forever.
C.S. Lewis 大家都很熟悉，他曾经这样形容说我们对于永生和天国太过缺乏想象力。
C.S. Lewis has used the following analogy. We lack the imagination of eternal life of heaven.
就像一个小孩子在自己的家里后院玩泥巴。
It's like a child playing with mud in the backyard.
他的父母过来说，走，我们去海边玩。
His parents come to tell him, come, let's go to the beach.
那边有各种好玩的，比玩泥巴好玩的多。
Where there's lots more fun.
但是从来没有去过的海边的小孩没有办法想象出海边的乐趣。
But a child who has never been to the beach before could not imagine the fun at the beach.
觉得说，那我觉得玩泥巴就挺好。
He thinks just fine playing mud in the backyard.
如果你发现你是那个小孩子，一点也不期待永生。
If you realize you are like the child, not looking forward to the eternal life.
那从今天开始就求神把对于天国的盼望，把对于永生的盼望放在你的心中。
Then ask God to put hope in your heart starting today.
因为这个盼望对于我们来说至关重要。
Because this hope is very important to us.
要有这个盼望，我们才能胜过苦难，忍受住试炼。
Only with hope can we conquer hardship and endure trials.
有了这个盼望，我们也才能够背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
Only hope can help us carry our cross to follow the Lord.
好，所以这是试炼的部分。下面我们来看试探。
Okay, that's a part of the trial. Let's look at temptation.
试炼和试探两个词虽然很雷同，但是意思却完全不一样。
Trial temptation they are similar but they are different meaning.
试炼来自于外面，我们没有办法阻止，但试探却来自于内心，我们有办法可以阻止。
A trial is from outside, we cannot stop from coming, but temptation is from within, which we can resist.
试炼是正面的，因为考验对我们有益。试炼的目的是为了希望我们能够成功。
Trial is positive because the challenge is good for you. The purpose of a trial is to prepare you to succeed.
但是试探却完全的相反，它是负面的，希望你失败，不希望你成功。
But temptation is opposite. It's negative and it wants you to fail.
试炼会磨练你的优点，让你变得更好。
Trial will build you up and make you stronger.
但是试探却会打击你。
But temptation will knock you down.
玩弄你的缺点。
Manipulate your weakness.
十三到十五节是这样说的。说人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探也，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Verse 13 to 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
雅各在这里首先指出，上帝不能被恶试探。
James first pointed out that God cannot be tempted by evil.
上帝也不试探人。
Nor does God tempt anyone.
神不会试探我们，但是他允许我们被试探。
God does not tempt us, but he allows us to be tempted.
就像耶稣在受浸之后，圣灵就引导他去旷野受魔鬼的试探。
After Jesus was baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
但是神他并不是完全不控制我们所受的试探。
However, God does not let the temptation to go out of control.
相反，保罗在哥林多前书十章十三节清楚地告诉我们，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
On the contrary, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, Paul teaches that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉你们一个上好的消息，就是神不会让我们遇见我们无力抵抗的试探。
Brother and sister, let me give you a good news.God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle.
但我要告诉你们，同时告诉你一个非常坏的消息，就是我们犯罪的时候没有任何的借口。
But let me also tell you the bad news. When we sin, we have no excuse.
因为神只允许我们遇见我们有能力面对的试探。
Because God only allows the temptation that we can handle.
如果我们向试探屈服而犯罪，我们自己要负全部的责任。
If I give in and sin, I have the full responsibility.
我们很多时候会找借口，怪罪他人或者怪罪处境。
We often find excuse blaming others or the surrounding.
但是这些都不成立。当我们犯罪的时候，我们要承认是我们自己没有拒绝而向罪屈服了。
However, this no longer works. When we sin, we have to admit that we give in to sin instead of resisting it.
现在我们来看看试探来临的时候，我们心里会发生什么作用。
Now let's see how our hearts respond to temptation.
十四节说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Verse 14 says, But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
讲到试探，是因为我们的私欲，我们那个死而不僵的老我想要一样东西。
Temptation is from our own evil desire, a desire from our old self that's supposed to be dead, yet still walking.
每个渔夫都有鱼饵，放在鱼钩上就吸引来吃想要吃鱼饵的那个鱼。
Every fisherman plays a bait on the hook to attract fish.
如果没有鱼想吃那个饵，那个饵就没有任何作用。
If there's no fish, the bait will have no purpose.
同样，撒旦试探不了你，除非你心里很想要那样东西。
Similarly, Satan cannot tempt us unless we have the desire within us.
所以雅各强调我们的内心，在十五节里，他把最辖制我们的过程分析得非常的精彩。
Therefore, James wants to put an emphasis on our hearts.In verse 15, he did a splendid analysis on how sin rules over us.
首先，罪必须先受孕，就像人类的生命，先是先受孕成形，之后生下来。
After the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
对，首先，罪必须先受孕，就像人类的生命一样。
Just like a human life, that the sin has to be conceived like human life.
雅各说试探也是一样，先在心里意念里面怀胎。
James sees temptation the same way. First, it has to be conceived in our hearts.
如果你在这里就不欢迎他，把他去除掉，他就不会开始。
If you reject it at first, that you will not begin.
有一个非常古老的谚语说，你不能阻止鸟飞过你头上，但是你能够阻止鸟在你头上筑巢。
There's an old Chinese proverb. You cannot prevent the birds of sorrow from flying over your head, but you can prevent them from building nests in your head.
很浅显的文字，但是却讲得非常的对。
Simple but true words.
受到试探并不是罪。
It's not sinful to face temptation.
我们有没有办法不遇到试探？
We simply cannot avoid temptation.
但问题出在让试探怀了胎进入你的心思意念。
Yet the problem comes from receiving temptation in your heart.
所以解决罪的问题，最好的问题不是堕胎，而是避孕。
The best way to resolve the problem of sin is not abortion of sin, but the contraception to prevent it.
解决罪最好的时机是念头刚出现的时候，你如果纵容它去想，它就会留下来。
The best timing to resolve issue of sin is when the thought first emerged. If we keep thinking about it, it will stay.
刚开始只是偶尔出现，渐渐慢成定期出现，然后变成常常出现。
At the beginning, it might just emerge in your head from time to time. Then the thought become regular and then become quite often.
不久就变成你品格的一部分，到了时间就生出来了。
Soon after, you will become part of your character, and when it's full grown, then you will give birth.
雅各非常直接地警告我们，罪一旦生出，就会带来死的结局。
James warns us very directly, when sin is born, that it brings death.
不管我们愿意不愿意，我们每个人从一开始出生就迈向死亡。
Willing or not, each one of us march toward death the moment we were born.
我们的每一次心跳都像是送葬的钟声一样。
Each heartbeat is like the drum beat in a funeral parade.
罪也是一样，会不断的成长。
Similarly, sin will keep growing more and more.
越来越抗拒，越来越难抗拒，越来越难改变，直到带我们到死的地步。
It will become more irresistible and unchangeable until it takes us to death.
所以弟兄姐妹们，试探是真实的，我们每个人都会遇到它。
Brother and sister, temptation is real, and we all face temptation.
所以我们需要警醒，需要小心。
Therefore, we need to take heart when temptation. When temptation entices us to generate bad thoughts.
当他一开始这个私欲引诱的坏念头刚出现的时候，不要去纵容他，忽略他。
Don't tolerate it. Don't ignore it.
不要容他成长，要把它彻底的掐死在一开始的阶段。
Don't let it grow. We need to kill it at the very first moment.
靠着神的帮助，我们可以做得到。
With God's help, we can do it.
没有任何的借口，因为神必不叫我们遇试探，过于我们所能受的。
No excuses, because he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
好，所以雅各在这里跟我们讲明了，在试炼中要以为大喜乐。
Jim has shared with us the two secrets leading to joy and endurance in trials.
并且忍耐试炼的两个秘诀就是祈求智慧以及抓住永生的盼望。
And that's praying with wisdom and hoping eternal life.
又警告了我们有关试探的危险。
He also warns us about danger of temptation.
在这之后，雅各又重新提醒我们神对我们那美好的旨意和应许。
James also reminds us God's perfect plan and promise to us.
在十六节到十八节，他这样说道：我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
Verse 16-18, Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, and that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
众光之父创造宇宙天地万物的主宰，在他里面没有黑暗，他也从不改变。
The Father of Light, the Creator of the universe, does not change, and there is no darkness in Him.
我们从他那里领受了真理和新生命，而我们的重生来自于真理。
We have received truth and new life from Him. Our rebirth come from truth.
所以说他用真道生了我们。
So it is written, He gives us birth through the word of truth.
并且他叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
And that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
出熟的果子这个词大家是不是很眼熟？
First fruit sounds familiar, right?
因为保罗在哥林多前书也用了同样的字眼，哥林多前书15章20节， 说但基督已经从死里复活成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
It's because Paul has used the same word in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15:20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
保罗在这里用出熟的果子这个词来形容耶稣基督。
Paul used first fruits to describe Jesus Christ.
是的，神对我们每一个重生得救的人都有一个完美的计划。
Indeed, God has a perfect plan for each of the brothers and sisters.
他要拯救我们，让我们走上得救的道路。
He wants to save us, let us walk through the path of salvation.
并且领我们到完全的地方。
And guide us to a perfect place.
他不会停止在我们身上动工，直到在我们身上重新看见他完美的形象。
He will not stop his work in us, not until we have his perfect image in us, like our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
各位，在耶稣基督再来的时候，他要先造新的人，然后造新天新地。
When Jesus Christ comes again, he will first make us into new people, then he will build a new heaven and new earth.
这个跟创世纪的顺序正好相反。
The order is opposite to his creation in Genesis.
在创世纪中，神先造天地，然后造人。
In Genesis, God first created the heaven and the earth, then people.
如今神把这个顺序颠倒，他要先造我们新人，使我们做他所造万物中出熟的果子。
Now he reversed the order, and he wants to make us new, so that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
在启示录最后的部分，神说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”
In the end of Revelation, God says, "I am making everything new."
神已经开始在我们每个人身上动工。
God has started his work in each one of us.
并且会一直工作下去。
And he will continue to work in us.
因为他爱我们，他是要塑造我们的生命。
Because he loves us and he wants to shape our lives.
他是我们的窑匠，我们是他手中的器皿。
He's our potter and we are instrument in his hands.
这是他美好的计划，我们要为此来感谢他。
This is perfect plans and we want to praise him for this.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
在天父，我们众人来到你的面前，向你献上我们的感恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, we all come before you to offer our thanks.
你不仅救把我们脱离罪恶的辖制，
Not only did you save us from the snare of sin,
更是要带领我们成为圣洁。
You also lead us to holiness.
我们在世界上所有的经历，顺境也好，逆境也罢，都是你美好旨意的一部分。
What we experience in this world, good or bad, are part of your perfect will.
因为万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because in all things you work for the good of those who love you.
赐给我们智慧，坚固我们的信心。
Please give us wisdom, strengthen our faith.
帮助我们胜过各样的试探。
Help us to conquer every kind of temptation.
求你按照你的旨意来塑造我们众人。
Please shape our lives according to your will.
让我们都成为合你心意的器皿。
Let us become the instrument that pleases you.
感谢赞美主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you and praise the Lord, and pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.